Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and this is the third and final installment in our study of the series of Agadot that begin the fifth parak of Bava Batra Mocherat HaSfina. We are near the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Bet, a series of stories that involve Rabbi Bar Chana, a student of Rabbi Yochanan, and other stories involving Rabbi Yochanan himself, and it led us to some discussion about the Leviathan. Ki ata Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dichtiv Ki Hu Al Yamim Yisadav Yal Neharot Yochanan Neha, the famous pasuk in Tehillim, that God founded the earth on the seas and established it on rivers. So even though the pshat is about the earth, the drasha here is about the earth as well. Elu Shiva Yamim V'arba'an Neharot, the seven seas and the four rivers Shemakifinet Eretz Yisrael, that surround Eretz Yisrael. And we all scratch our heads a little bit figuring out what all these are. Ve'elu and Shiva Yamim, what are the seven seas? Yamashel Tiberia, that's the Kinneret. Yamashel Stom, that's Yam HaMelech. Yamashel Chilat, which we're not quite sure what that is, and Yamashel Chilta also. Yamashel Sivche, which evidently is the Chule, which is north of the Kinneret. Yam Aspamya, and Yam HaGadol is the Mediterranean. Ve'elu and Arba'an now wrote, what are the four rivers? So Yarden, that's easy. The Yarmuch, also easy. The Kerem Yonu Figa, there are some who suggested that those are Amana and Parpar, the two rivers of Damascus, mentioned in the story of Naaman and Elisha. Kiyat Rav Dimim Rabbi Yochanan, Atid Gavriel Masot Knigya Im Leviathan. That Gavriel is eventually going to be the one to trap Leviathan. That's the Leviathan that's still alive, of course. Shemar Timshoch Leviathan Mechakao Vechabel Tashkia L'Shanon. Remember, these psukim, this and the following, are part of God's challenge to Eov, about how little he understands or is able to overcome the Leviathan, and so why do you think you understand how I run the world? That's kind of the ultimate message about that entire speech. But are you going to pull the Leviathan by its palate and grab its tongue with a rope? And the notion here is that Gavriel will do that. How Gavriel became the one here is unclear. And if God would not help him, he would not be able to defeat Leviathan. Shemaha oso yagesh charbo. The one who created him will be the one to bring the sword. Kiyato avdini am Rabbi Yochanan. Meshash Leviathan ra'ev. When Leviathan is hungry, motzi hevel mipiv. He lets out air from his mouth. Martiach komemot shebam tzulah. He heats up all of the waters. Like a dragon kind of image. Shemar yatiach kasir mitzulah. Again, Eov. Yomalei machnis rosho leGan Eden. If he put his head into Gan Eden, ein kol b'ra yichol alamod b'recho. Nobody would be able to stand the smell. Shemayam yasim kamer kachai. He turns the sea into like a cooking place. Shashet sameh. When he's thirsty, oset flamim tlamim b'yam. He makes furrows in the sea. Shemacharav yair nativ. V'achabar Yaakov ein tohom chozer leitano ad shivim shana. And the depths do not come back to their strength for another 70 years after he does that. Shenemar, Yachshov Tohom L'Seva. It says if the Tohom has reached its old age. In Seva Pchuta Mishivim, that's at least 70 years. Okay, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabba quoting Rabbi Yochanan is a little bit strange, so chances are that this is Rabba Bar Chana again quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot si'uda la'tzadikim mi'besaro shel Leviathan. This is a very famous Agadah that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the one to make a feast for the tzadikim with the flesh of the Leviathan. She'emar yichru alav chabarim. Now this is difficult. It's each one of these words we have to play with. Ein kera ela si'uda. So we're going to darshan kera as a meal. She'emar v'yichra lahem kera gdola v'yichlu v'yishtu. Okay. In chabarim, this is more difficult. Ela tamnei chachamim, shemar ganim chaverim, akshiv lekolei chashmini. Of course, tamnei chachamim are chaverim, and that's hardly chabarim who are diviners. Hashar mechalkin otan otov v'yosin bo schara b'shukei Yerushalayim. So the rest of the meat is then going to be sold in shukei Yerushalayim. Shemar yechetzu ben kena'anim. It'll be divided among kena'anim. And kena'anim elos tagarim. Kena'anim here meaning not Canaanites, but rather salesmen. Shenemar kena'an bi'adomos ne'mir malach shok ahev. A pasuk that the kena'ani has in his hands deceitful scales. Ibaitem v'yachah shosachor asarim kena'aneha nichbadei aretz. So kena'anim and socharim are in parallel in this pasuk, and so they are also merchants. Yochanan. God will eventually make a sukkah for the tzaddikim out of the flesh of the Leviathan. This, of course, would not be on Sukkot, but a protection. Sukkot oro. The word Sukkot there is a different meaning, but zacha osino sukkah. So if they're great tzaddikim, they get the sukkah. Lo zacha, if you're not that great, then osino tzitzal. You get a little jewel from it. Shenemar tzitzal dagim rosho. Zacha osino tzitzal. If you're zochi, you get that. Lo zacha osino anak. Then you get a choker. Shenemar v'anakim legargarotecha. Zacha osino anak, so you get that. Lo zacha osino kamea, so at least you get some sort of an amulet from his skin. Shneimar tikshurenu l'na'arotecha, you'll tie it on for your daughters. Ashar pasal kadosh baruch hu al chomot Yerushalayim, and that's going to lead us to the walls of Yerushalayim. God then spreads the rest of the Leviathan over the walls of Yerushalayim. V'zivom avik misof ha'olam b'yad sofo, and it shines from one end of the world to the other. Shmamachu goyim l'orech u'lachim l'noga zarchech. This is in the Nevuot of Yeshayahu about the future, that Goyim will walk to your light, and the kings to the gleaming of your shiningness. All right, and then that's Yerushalayim. Okay, now v'samti karchodim shotayich, famous pasuk in Yeshayahu Nun Dalet. I'm going to make your son like a jewel. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Marachmani. Pligi trei malachei berakia. There are two angels in heaven that disagree about what this means. Gabriel and Michael. V'amilad could be trei amorai b'morav. Or two amorai in Eretz Yisrael, which are Yehuda v'Chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Chia, who are about the same generation as Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani. Rabbi Chia's famous sons, the twins who were born several months apart, famous Sugya Nida. Chadam ar Shoam, Chadam ar Yashvei. So each, they disagreed about which jewel, precious jewel it is. So Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu lehavi kadenu chaden. So God said, you know what, it'll be both. So we'll have both opinions, and there'll be both kind of jewels. This is a thread that runs through Agadah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning the Torah of his children and adopting it indeed. Famous Sugyan Gittin Davav, Yonatan Bini, Avyatar Bini, about Pilagash Begirah. Sharayich Lavnei Ekdach, the end of the Pasuk that we started with, Samtikad Chodshim Shotayich, Sharayich Lavnei Ekdach. So your gates are going to be made out of drilled jewels. So Kiad Yatir Rabbi Yochanan Kadarish, wild story. Rabbi Yochanan was darshaning. Atir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lavi Avanim Tovot Umargaliot Shem Shloshim Al Shloshim. God is going to bring precious jewels 30 amot by 30 amot. That's a huge amount of jewels. Chokek by an Eser Al Esrim. He's going to then carve into them an opening which is 10 amot by 20 amot. Umamidan Rishar Yerushalayim. And then the frame will then be in the gates of Yerushalayim, which are 10 high and 20 wide. Legleg al avoto tamid. Actually, 20 high and 10 wide. Legleg al avoto tamid. One of the students said, Hashtag viata ditzil salamishkachina. We can't even find a small little, like the size of a bird egg of gold. Kule hayashkachina. We're going to find that much, that many jewels. So this student went on a trip. He was on the sea. Chaza malachi asharit. He saw malachim. He saw out at sea, they were carving these jewels into a frame that was 30 by 30, and they'd carved into it 10 by 20. Amrulehu, hunting the man, so he asked the malachim, who's this for? Amrulehu, jatina karsh baruch, lamidam nishar Yerushalayim. They basically repeated what he had heard from his Rebbe. Atel kam Rebbe Yochanan, he came back to Rebbe Yochanan, marle drosh Rebbe, lachan na'eli drosh, teach me, Rabbi. You should be the one to teach. I'm confirming that what you said, that's what I saw. Amarlo Reka. So he insulted him. He said, you empty one. You wouldn't believe me if you hadn't seen it. That means you're making fun of the Chachamim. He gave him the famous rabbinic stare and turned him into a pile of bones. Meiteve. So now we have a challenge to this notion of being that of the wall of the gates of Yerushalayim being that big. The promise in Bechukotaya will have you walk straight up. So the drush is ama. Why? Adam Rishon in the Agadah was 100 amot tall. So komiut is double. So you'll be 200 amot tall. So how are you going to get through these gates? You don't that even our daughters are like sharp cuts, like the image of the Heichal. And so the idea is they're going to be 100 amot high. So how could Rabbi Yochanan have this really small gate that's only 20 high. Rabbi Yochanan lechavi devezika. Yeah, that's just for the windows. The 20 by 10 was windows and not the gates. In the future, every tzaddik will have seven chupot. We had the sukkah of the tzaddik, of the Yatan, now seven chupot. Everybody will have a chuppah which is appropriate in size and in glory to hit the glory of that tzaddik. Now, Ashan mechuppah lamar, why would you want smoke in the chuppah? Anybody who was either jealous or looked askance at Tavnei Chacham in this world, his eyes will be filled with smoke. In that world, the smoke from the chuppah of the tzaddik. Ve'esh b'chuppah lama, why do you need fire there? Interesting observation. Everybody's burned by his friend's chuppah. Oy la lo ta busha, oy la lo ta klima. He's embarrassed the fact that his chuppah was not as nice as this guy's. And everybody's always upset at his friend's success. And so there, that's what the fire is there for, the fire of jealousy. When Hashem says to Moshe, put your glory on Yoshua, not all of your glory. So the Zekinim said that if Moshe's face is like the sun, so Yoshua's face is like the moon. And the notion is that that Yeshua is only reflecting the greatness of Moshe. And there's a lot to that. And of course, very famously, the great Gadol HaDor in the 18th century, Yeshua Falk, named his commentary on Shas, the Pnei Yeshua, based on his Gemara. Oy la lo tabusha, oy la lo tab klima. Of course, we're ashamed that our next leader is not as great as the first one. Chamer machanina. Eser chupot asak orosh baruch hu l'adam rishon megan Eden. God made 10 chupot for Adam rishon. Shemar be'eden gan Elohim ayita kol evin yikara, etc. Mar zutra mar chatesre. It was 11. Shemar kol evin yikara. So if you look at that pasuk, you will see in Yechezkel Chafchet, you will see that it ends with kol evin yikara. It's like an 11th. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Garush b'gulan zav. The weakest of them was gold. The kachashiv levasof. In the list, and I'll give you the pasuk here. You can see it. Right, and so the last one is gold in there. Right, and so you see 10 different things. By the way, you notice that these are jewels that are associated in Yechezkel with Gan Eden, and of course most of them show up on the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. My Melechet Tupecha Nkavecha Bach, why does it say that? I'm reviewing on Rav, because Baruch Hu L'Chiram Melech Tzor. Chiram is the one who of course did a lot of the actual work, especially involving wood, to help build the Beit HaMikdash. B'chan Nistakalti V'rati Nekavim Nekavim Ba'adam. Right, that he says, I looked at you, and it was based on you that I created the orifices in a person. How would that be? It must be the Chiram was in Gan Eden, and therefore those rocks are there. Or God said, I looked at you, and I knew that you were so amazing that I had to have Adam Rishon not be immortal, otherwise they'd think it was a god, and therefore it's great praise for Chiram. Ma'vi al Mikraeha. So Mikraeha means those who were summoned to the city. Yerushalayim in this world is not like Yerushalayim of the world to come. That's of course an ironic statement, considering he's living in a time where Jews are not allowed to go to Yerushalayim because of the Romans. But Yerushalayim theoretically is a city anybody wants to go can go. But Yerushalayim atid lavo, it's only people who are invited, who are welcomed in. Rabbi Yochanan. Tidin tzadikim shenikrayin al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eventually, tzadikim will carry God's name. Shenemar kol ani kra b'shmi lichvodi b'rativ yitzartiv af asitiv. The pasuk in Yeshayahu. Anyone who is called by my name, it says, have I created him. So, in pshat, the idea is somebody who calls out in God's name or associates with God. But here it's that retroactively, those who have become the glory of God will then be called by God's name. There are three that carry God's name. Ve'eluhen tzadikim, we saw. Mashiach and Sholem, we'll see those. Tzadikim Adamran. Sheikh Tatib Zeshmo Ashe Yikra'o Adonai Tzidkenu. Right, that's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. He will be called Hashem Tzidkenu. That's a play on Tzidkenu, of course. Yerushalayim Dechtiv Tzaviv Shmona Asrei Aleph Hashem Ha'ir Miyom Adonai Shama. Right, we have this pasuk at the end of Sefer Yechezkel that the city will be called Adonai Shama. Al Tikrei Shama Ela Shma. Adonai Shma, God is its name. Am Rabbi Elazar Tidin Tzadikim Shomim Lefneihem Kadosh. Eventually, people are going to say in front of Tzadikim, they'll call him Kadosh. Ne'ashon v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemar v'ayah Nishar v'tzion v'antar v'shalayim Kadosh Yamer lo Nishayahu. Rabbi Yochanan, Tidin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lagbiyat Yerushalayim Shalosh Parsot Lamala. God will lift Yerushalayim three parsot in the sky. Shemar v'rama v'yashva tachteha. He'll lift it up and you will live under it. What does my tachteha, what does that mean? Kitachteha, meaning it'll be as high as it is big underneath. My day tachteh tata parsia, who says Yerushalayim is three parsaot? So an old man told me that the dichazi the Yerushalayim kamaita. I saw Yerushalayim, the original Yerushalayim. Utlata parsia, it was three parsaot. Veshema tomar yesh tzar lalot. You think it's hard to get up to this Yerushalayim above? Tamalomar mi ela kaav tu ufenuch v'ayunim el arubotehem. I will lift them up like a cloud and like doves to their dovecote. Papa Shvami Nahai Eva Tata Parsi Midli. So you see that a cloud can lift you three parsaot up. Papa Bikesha Kodesh Baruch Latet Yerushalayim B'Midah. God originally wanted to have Yerushalayim be limited in space. Shinemar, famous in Zechariah's seven visions on the night of the 24th of Shvat, in the first six chapters. Ma'ana Ata Olech, and in one of those visions, he says to the Malach, where are you going? To the Ish. He had a chevel midah. He said, I'm going to go see how big Yerushalayim is. So the Malachim said, you gave the nations lots of cities. You didn't limit them. Yerushalayim has your name in it. You're limiting it? Miyad. So therefore we go back to the pasuk. Earlier in Zechariah, Yomrei Lav, Roots Taber Alanar Alaz, Lemor, Prazot Teshev Yerushalayim. What's Prazot Teshev Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim will be beyond its walls. Merov Adamu Ve'ma B'tocha. There'll be so many animals, and so many people, so many animals, that it will burst through the walls. This is, of course, a vision, Nevuah, that for over a thousand years, we held on to, and finally at the end of the 19th century was realized with the beginning of establishing parts of Yerushalayim outside of the walls, Mishkanot Shananim, Nachlat Shiva, etc. Till today, of course, we have the gorgeous, beautiful city of Yerushalayim that is almost entirely outside of the walls. Amar Yisrael Kish, Atira Kodesh Baruch Hu Losif Al Yerushalayim Elef Tfaf Ginoot, Elef Kefel Migdalim, Elef Litzoi Biraniot, Elef Ushnei Shilotot Faraot. So God is eventually going to add 1,000 tefef gardens, 1,000 kefel turrets, 1,000 litzoi fortresses or whatever, like also the palaces. Elef ushtei shiloh tot farot, again, small houses. Now, it's unclear what these words are, tfaf and kefel and litzoi, and some suggest that there are gematriot that's 1,000 times that number of those things. Every one of them will be like Tzipori back in the good days when Tzipori was calm. Tani Rabbi Yossi, any right to Tzipori Shalvata actually means in its glory days. Rabbi Yossi was, of course, Tzipori was his town. So he says, I saw Tzipori in its glory days. It had 180,000 marketplaces, people who sold the vegetables that go in the bottom of the kderai, cooking. Right, liquids to put into the cooking. Of course, all of these numbers are exaggerations. Question is, what's the symbolism of the numbers? Now, back in Yechezkel, Vatzlaot, Tzela, El Tzela, and the vision of the Mikdash, Shalosh Shloshim Pamim, 3 and 30 times. So, my Shalosh Shloshim Pamim, what does it mean, 3 and 30? Relevi, Amar Papi, Meshur, Meshur, Sichni. Im Shalosh Yushalayim Hein, if there's going to be 3 levels of Yushalayim, Kolachat Vachat Yeshpa Shloshim Medorim Namala, then it's going to have 30 levels above. Im Shloshim Yushalayim Hein, if there's going to be 30 Yushalayim, Kolachat Vachat Yeshpa Shloshah Medorim Namala, there'll be 3 levels above. Either way, it's going to be 90 Yushalayim pieces or components in the future, and that brings us to the end of this very puzzling, very engaging, and an enigmatic series of Agadot, and we'll continue on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Bet with the Gemara Itmar Sfina in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.